Mr. President, as I'm speaking here today, more than 30 million people in Afghanistan are struggling with an unimaginable situation. The terrible situation that the world is watching with great indifference. Taliban's totalitarian regime is full of regressive barbarism and cruelty that hurts hundreds and thousands of victims every day. What's happening right now in Afghanistan is an ideological fascism and political religious dictatorship. Taliban imposed the worst oppressive political religious rules on Afghans, especially women and children, in violation of all human rights standards and principles of freedom. In Taliban's Afghanistan, girls above grade 6 are not allowed to attend school. Women are barred from practicing any profession and do not have the right to leave their homes without a guardian. Afghan women under the control of Taliban become lifeless bodies. Taliban's brutal behavior is contrary to any real and worthy civilization, including Islam. Taliban's interpretation of Islam is ugly, narrow-minded, criminal, and authoritarian. Afghanistan remains a prison for almost every group in the country, including the women. We, the women of Afghanistan, wonder how the United Nations and the international community remain indifferent in a situation like this without the slightest action against the Taliban. We urge the United Nations and the international community to intervene as soon as possible, to intervene for the benefit of Afghanistan. We request you to help ending this crisis without further delay, within the framework of the United Nations, with the assistance of the European Union and other Islamic countries.